Immunotherapy is a treatment that unleashes a patient's own immune system to fight cancer. It's widely seen as the most exciting new area of cancer treatment in decades. Dr. Arlene Sharp is a leading pioneer of the science behind immunotherapy and the chair of Harvard Medical School's new Department of Immunology, the study of the immune system. For our occasional series, Visionaries, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg shares Dr. Sharp's journey to the top of a field that's now exploding.
Arlene Sharp's brilliant scientific career began with lima beans. In second grade in Gary, Indiana, her science fair project showing the lima bean stages of germination won her a special note from the school principal, which she still has today at age 65.
I hope the germination of the lima bean will only be the first of many science studies for which you'll receive a blue ribbon.
And so it was. Well,
so it was. And so I became interested in science in many ways.
Fascinated by how things grow, she concocted combinations of chemicals, trying to sprout seeds in glass aquariums in the family living room.
And they would mold over and over again, but I would keep trying, and my parents were saints. They tried to encourage me to grow things outside, to be honest. It was somewhat smelly at times.
And she grew particularly curious about the workings of disease. Her mother was sick for most of her childhood.
She died of leukemia when I was 15. There was not much that could be done at that point in time, and I didn't understand why, and I wanted to learn how to do more to be able to help people so no one would find themselves at the age of 15 in such a position, you know.
She went to Harvard, where as an undergrad, she worked in the lab of the renowned researcher Jack Strominger, exploring how penicillin kills bacteria.
And it was that aha moment for me. I couldn't believe they actually paid people to do this because it was so much fun.
Another pivotal encounter for her scientific career and personal life came in German class, which met early in the morning.
And I hated to get up early at those days. And I'd go to see her to get her homework assignment.
Gordon Freeman is now a professor at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Harvard. But back then, he was a fellow Harvard undergrad working in a different biology lab. They started dating. Years later, Sharp was planning to leave Harvard for Yale Medical School.
So we were going to be apart. And I wanted to make sure that we stayed together. So I proposed.
And so was born what Freeman calls the family business, trying to understand the genes that control the immune system. Freeman would clone them, and Sharp would use a tool that was new back then called gene knockout to eliminate them and see what they did.
Well, she made a big discovery, which was if you knocked out CTLA-4, the body's defenses went haywire.
CTLA-4 is a superstar molecule in cancer immunotherapy. It's often compared to a car's brake because it keeps the immune system in check. And Sharp showed that when you take off that brake, the immune system attacks. Sharp and Freeman did even more important work on another brake system known as the PD-1 pathway. It led to immunotherapy drugs now being used against more than a dozen types of cancer. Sharp helped figure out how a kind of a trigger could activate that brake.
Scientifically, the understanding of these negative receptor molecules, these brakes in the immune system, was hugely important.
Manchester University immunology professor Daniel Davis, author of the book The Beautiful Cure.
And medically, it became hugely important when it was realized that you could unleash the immune response against cancer.
Sharp stresses that all the new PD-1 drugs and more to come owe their existence to basic science research.
The PD-1 story is one that emphasizes the value of discovery, curiosity-driven research. This work did not start out to understand how to cure cancer. We were understanding how the immune system was regulated.
The PD-1 drugs work for only a minority of the patients who take them, but they're a big piece of the current boom in immunotherapy. A PD-1 drug called Keytruda is helping some patients with advanced lung cancer, like Barry Nelson, a retiree from Boston's West End.
You know, I never say that I'm cured. I always say that I'm healed.
He has personally thanked Sharp and Freeman for his reprieve.
Because my healing came from God, but he blessed them with the technology and the ideal of how to put all this together so that it would bless other people all around the world.
So far, immunotherapy drugs block only those two known breaks, CTLA-4 and PD-1. But this is only the beginning, says Manchester professor Daniel Davis.
There are, in fact, many, many breaks on the immune system. There are, I think there's something like 20 different breaks, and we can try switching them off each alone or each in combination or in combination with other drugs. So I think that's why we are at the dawn of something much bigger.
The latest Nobel Prize for Medicine went to two other scientists whose work helped lead to immunotherapy, but not to Sharp and Freeman, even though they had won other prizes. Sharp says the biggest reward is getting to do the science.
But that knowledge then can get translated to therapy to help people in many different kinds of diseases. So it doesn't get any better than that.
And she leads the new immunology department at Harvard at a time when the field is sizzling. Connections to the immune system are turning up in all sorts of diseases, from Alzheimer's to obesity to heart disease. Humming with freezers and fridges and centrifuges, Sharp's own lab of about 25 people focuses largely on how the activity of immune cells called T cells is ratcheted up and down. For example, their work recently found that T cells are key to how our immune systems weaken as we get older, which could lead to ways to keep them stronger. Biology is a field where 14-hour days are common. But Sharp and Freeman managed to raise a son and a daughter even while holding leadership positions.
I think we had very supportive parents. We started having kids when Arlene had just become an assistant professor. So we were making at least a reasonable income, and we were able to have child support.
Their workplaces were helpful, too, Freeman says.
And our kids have, forgiven us for being obsessed scientists.
As Sharp tells the story of her scientific career, it includes no discrimination or Me Too moments. On the contrary, it's a litany of wonderful mentors. There is a cultural shift underway about gender in science, she says.
But, you know, there are a lot of really good male scientists as role models and mentors, and so that shouldn't get lost.
She likes to say she has her personal family and her lab family.
And I think that's what it comes down to, is thinking about how you would want a family member treated and how you would like to be treated.
That's the tone she tries to set for the couple of hundred members of her department.
So you've come a long way from the lima bean.
Yes, I have come a long way from the lima bean.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.